In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. Another area that's been hit hard by budget cuts in our state is arts education. But next, we'll meet Kevin Lopez, a language arts teacher, and Adrian Capone, an 8th grade student at Bob Akivery Middle School in Sells, Arizona. They'll tell the story behind the creation of a poetry club at their school and how it's encouraging them both to listen to their inner poet.
We're here to talk about something very special, the poetry club at our school that you started. I want you to talk about why you started the poetry club.
Well, we had it last year. I think it was who taught us, Mr. Bitsui, Sherwin Bitsui. He taught us and he told us he gave us subjects and everything to write. And he came this year for 2 days only, and we wrote poetry, and he said we may not be able to do it this year. So I wanted to do it because I like poetry. Everyone got kind of down when we knew that we weren't going to do poetry this year. So I just decided to start the poetry club.
Maybe we could just talk about how I got involved in this, because I was not planning to be. It was the farthest thing from my mind. I was walking home, actually. I was on the way home. You and about 8 other students sitting in the courtyard. There was no teacher supervising you. And this was after school. And I was wondering, I wonder what those guys are doing. And then you guys said, "Hey, Mr. Lopez." And you called me over. And I came over. And, you asked if I could, if you could use my room. And I thought, oh, yeah, you guys can use my room. But then I realized that you guys wanted me to be your sponsor. You organized these kids. You planned the first meeting. You invited me to be the sponsor. And I'm just really, I'm just so impressed by that already. We had our first session. We get together and we might investigate a poet, look at some of the techniques that the poet uses, and then we write. And you explained to me what the name of the poetry club was.
Our poetry club is called the Encouraging Writers because that's what we're trying to do. We try to encourage people to join us and write more about poetry and just get them to continue on.
That's what you explained to me. When you told me what it is, the mission of the club is to encourage others to write more. You know, it's as simple as that, but that's, for me, that's actually very profound because a lot of us are just, we go to work. Even myself, I'm a language arts teacher. I don't actually find the time to sit down and just write creatively. And so now it's been about maybe 10 or 11 sessions, and I have like at least 10 or 11 poems like in my little portfolio, for my own personal portfolio, and I can see it collecting. How big is your portfolio?
I don't count, honestly. It's too much.
When did you start writing poetry?
It was in elementary school, in 5th grade.
Was it a teacher? Or was it an event?
Well, my 5th grade teacher always said, she always encouraged me to do stuff. Like, you can do whatever you want to do. And she always read poems, to the whole class. And that's what I decided to do.
And so you have poems collected from 5th grade then, still with you?
Yeah, I think so. I have them in, boxes and in my notebooks. I keep all my notebooks.
What I'd like for you to do is to read one of your poems. Did you bring any poetry today?
Yeah, I actually brought one. My poem's called "One Thing I Would Never Trade." I love my poetry club. I tell it to all my subs. I love the way it makes me feel so high and keeping it real. It feels like nothing can touch me, like in the wind, running free. I like that every poet can write poetry. I love staying with them to write poetry. Without poetry, I don't know what I'd do. That's why poetry is a dream come true. I want to be a well-known poet when I grow up. It's not a secret I have to sew up. I want my poems to be in a book. If it did, that would really be off the hook. My poems are special to me in every way. I write a little of it every day. When I die, I don't want to be a random face that had just died in this random place. I want to be known as something to do with my poetry, because that is my life. Yeah, it's all about poetry. I know people say music is life, but that's what poetry is to me. Can't you hear it in this? It's just the way you read it, not the way you write it. A poem can be any type, a sonnet, a haiku, ballad, or free verse. But that's not it. There are a whole lot more. But sorry, I can only name 4. Nothing can excite me like poetry can, not even if I saw a monkey hand. People ask me to write them a poem, and it feels like I have accomplished something so young. I love poetry with all my heart, a heart shot in with a dart. Yeah, poetry is everything. Take away not a single thing. I love poetry, and I'm not afraid. Yes, it's one thing I would never trade.
Were the encouraging writers? I have been encouraged to write more, and just that, and even this experience with you today, this is a highlight, and I'm very proud to be your teacher and to be your poetry friend. You know, I want to say thank you.
That was Kevin Lopez and Adrian Capone, both encouraging writers at Baba Keevery Middle School in Sells, Arizona. A poetry jam is just one of many events happening this Saturday, April 28th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during Teacher Day at the University of Arizona, an event sponsored by Tucson Values Teachers. More than 80 exhibitors will be there, including many different U of A programs that are available to classrooms, along with professional development seminars and access to many resources for educators. Teachers are invited to sign up at the Flandrau Science Center or the Arizona State Museum.